Now, the US porn actress who claimed she had a sexual relationship with President Trump has revealed a sketch of a man that she said threatened her to keep quiet about the alleged affair. Stormy Daniels told ABC TV that she was taking legal action against Mr. Trump because she's tired of being threatened and intimidated. Here she is in that interview.
I had sex with Donald Trump. I was in the process of trying to quiet that or figure out what to do. And honestly, I was just afraid and I didn't want everyone to know. I didn't want my family to find out.
Well, multimedia journalist Stephanie Gerolis tuned into the interview from New York. Stephanie, what more did Stormy Daniels say about this alleged act of intimidation?
First and foremost, thank you for having me on the show. The new revelation was that she showed a composite sketch of the man who allegedly threatened her life. She and her lawyer appeared, and they went into greater detail about this individual.
Yeah, the lawyer even offered a $100,000 reward for information about the man. Has anyone come up with anything in the few hours since the interview aired?
No one has kind of come up with anything concrete, but Twitter is going by the theory that Tom Brady is the one who did it because the sketch looks so much like him. Obviously, it's a running joke, but the sketch looks a lot like Tom Brady of the New England Patriots.
So sports obviously had nothing to do with it, but just drawing comparisons with the picture. What were the other major points from the interview?
One of the major points was that Meghan McCain asked her repeatedly, why are you now coming forward with this allegation that this man allegedly threatened you? And she said that, you know, I'm very tired of being threatened and bullied. I know that I should have come forward sooner, but you know what? That's not really the question to be asking right now. The point is that I'm coming forward now and people are coming up to me to say thank you. Thank you so much for making this possible. For sharing my story, giving a greater voice to the conversation. And also that she was just tired of being bullied and intimidated, because if this happened once, it could possibly happen again.
Now, this was her first big live interview. How do you think she did?
I think she did very well. She was very composed. As I said, Meghan McCain, all the other guests were very welcoming and gracious. Meghan McCain was the one that stood out to me. She was deliberately trying to get under her skin, asking, why did you come forward now? Why didn't you say this before? Why are you going on a Make America Horny tour? And she simply kept her composure. It would have been very easy for her to get upset, but she kept her composure. She was very relaxed. I believe that when you're telling the truth, nothing can really shake you. And she was very composed and relaxed. And I felt that she was very genuine.
And briefly, apart from those comments about the composite sketch, what did the audience make of it?
The audience was very receptive to her. They applauded and clapped, and I believe they were kind of taken in by her candor. She wasn't trying to make it seem as though, you know, she's the most perfect person that ever lived. She was just very honest, and the audience really received her very well.
Stephanie Gerolis, thank you for joining us on The Newsroom.